So we're diving into a critical look at LLM benchmarks today. This article really lays out some serious flaws. The researchers didn't even run the benchmarks themselves, which seems like a pretty big miss, right?
Absolutely. That's a key point. Relying solely on reviews without empirical testing risks overlooking significant issues. Actually running the benchmarks could reveal problems that a simple overview just wouldn't catch. Think of it like a restaurant review only based on the menu description versus actually tasting the food.
Right. Makes sense. The article also mentions that some of these benchmark issues are inherent and don't have easy solutions. What's your take on that?
Well, that's a tough one. Some limitations are indeed baked into the nature of these benchmarks. It's not always clear what creators could have done differently to solve the problem. For example, if a benchmark relies on a specific data set that inherently contains certain biases, it's difficult to completely eliminate those biases without fundamentally altering the benchmark itself.
That's a crucial distinction. The article's focus on older benchmarks is a limitation. Newer benchmarks like SWEbench, which measures code bug fixes, and the ADER benchmark are actively trying to address some of these shortcomings. So it's not a static landscape. The field is evolving. It's a nuanced point. While cultural and ethical considerations are incredibly important in many contexts, their direct relevance to benchmarks focused purely on, say, syntactical code generation might be less pronounced. However, even in code writing, issues like bias in data used for training can indirectly impact the ethical implications of the generated code. So, it's never completely irrelevant, just a matter of degree.
Yes, that's a solid summary. It excels at systematically articulating the problems, response variability, overfitting, lack of reproducibility, and proposes rethinking how we build tests, moving towards dynamic, multidimensional, and methodology-driven approaches. However, it's definitely stronger on diagnosing the issues than prescribing concrete remedies. We're left wondering which problems are solvable and which are inherent to LLM benchmarks.